Now, the VAR numbers are not truly comparable because of all of the assumptions that are built in. I haven't found any company that does that calculates it the same way. They are also based on historical changes and assumptions and how you view history. The data that's taken, banks are required by the regulatory rules to take a look back period of at a minimum of 1 year. Some feel that that's too short of a period, some feel that it's too long of a period. There are some adjustments that they can make. You can weight recent performance, you can look back further than that, But so the historical data that's collected, it also varies widely. Most of the VAR systems require that the normal distribution is the standard assumption and the value at risk, that the normal distribution markets stay the same throughout, which in some markets is a very big assumption. The holding period, again, banks are required to calculate their VAR with a one-day holding period. Many of the street firms will go beyond that because many of the instruments are illiquid and need to a longer period. And again, the historical look-back period varies widely. The absolute values that result from the VAR systems are generally not meaningful on a single dollar basis to look at and say that's the risk, because by the time the system calculates everything, you know, most of these systems are not real-time where they're calculating on an overnight on a real-time basis. They calculated at a point in time, so they're not capturing the intraday positions that the traders put on. And so to compare one to another. So what we try to do is look at the trend of the dollars and assess the trend within the company and also compare the trends from one company to another.